Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that comes up time and time again in the exam, and that's workforce training. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, I promise you this topic will be on your paper. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain why businesses invest in training, describe the main types of training with real confidence, evaluate the costs and benefits, and, most importantly, answer exam questions on this topic and pick up every single mark available. Sound good? Let's go! So first things first, what actually is workforce training? At its simplest, training is the process of teaching employees the skills and knowledge they need to do their job effectively. But here's the thing. Examiners don't just want you to say that. They want you to understand why businesses bother and what different types of training look like in practice. Let's start with why businesses train their staff. Think about it from the business owner's perspective. If your employees don't know what they're doing, your products will be poor quality, your customers will be unhappy, and your profits will suffer. Training is essentially an investment. You spend money now to get better results later. There are several key reasons a business might train its workforce. First, to increase productivity. A well-trained employee can do their job faster and more accurately. Second, to improve quality. Fewer mistakes means fewer returns, complaints, and wasted materials. Third, to motivate staff. Employees who feel their employer is investing in them tend to be more engaged and loyal. Fourth, to reduce staff turnover. If people feel valued and are developing their skills, they're less likely to leave, and replacing staff is expensive. Fifth, to meet legal requirements. Some industries, like healthcare or construction, legally require certain training, such as health and safety qualifications. Now, here's a really important exam tip. When a question gives you a business scenario, say a new restaurant opening or a tech company expanding, you need to link your answer to that specific business. Don't just list generic reasons. Say something like, "For a restaurant like this one, training kitchen staff in food hygiene is essential because it ensures the business meets legal requirements under food safety law, which protects both customers and the business's reputation." That kind of specific, contextualized answer is what earns the higher marks. Right, let's move on to the types of training. There are three main types you absolutely must know. The first is on-the-job training. This is exactly what it sounds like. Training that takes place while the employee is actually doing their job in the workplace. Common methods include shadowing, where a new employee watches an experienced colleague, coaching, where a manager gives one-to-one guidance, and job rotation, where employees move between different roles to broaden their skills. The advantages of on-the-job training are that it's cost-effective, you don't need to pay for external courses, it's directly relevant to the job, and the employee is still being productive while they learn. The disadvantage is that the quality depends on the person doing the training. If your trainer has bad habits, the trainee will pick those up too. It can also disrupt the normal workflow. The second type is off-the-job training. This happens away from the workplace, at a college, training center, or through an online course. Examples include attending a management course at a business school, completing a professional qualification, or going to an industry conference. The advantages here are that the training is delivered by specialists, so the quality tends to be higher. Employees can focus fully on learning without workplace distractions. The disadvantages? It's more expensive, and the employee is away from work, so productivity drops during the training period. There's also the risk, and this is a great exam point, that once trained, the employee might use their new skills to get a better job elsewhere. That's a real cost for the business. The third type is induction training. This is the training given to brand new employees when they first join a business. It typically covers things like company policies and procedures, health and safety rules, an introduction to the team and the workplace, and an overview of the employee's role and responsibilities. Induction training is crucial because it helps new starters settle in quickly, reduces the risk of accidents, and ensures everyone understands what's expected of them from day one. A good induction can significantly reduce early staff turnover because employees who feel welcomed and well-prepared are far more likely to stay. Okay, let's talk exam technique because this is where students either pick up or throw away marks. The most common mistake I see is giving one-sided answers. If a question asks you to evaluate or assess whether training is worth the cost, you must look at both sides. Yes, training costs money and time, but it also improves productivity, quality, and retention. Your conclusion should make a judgment and ideally link it to the specific business in the question. Another mistake is being too vague. Saying training helps the business is worth nothing on its own. You need to say how and why. Training helps the business by improving employee skills, which leads to higher quality products, which in turn reduces customer complaints and protects the business's reputation. That chain of reasoning is what earns marks. Pay attention to command words. If the question says state, just give a brief answer. One sentence is fine. If it says explain, you need a reason. If it says analyze or evaluate, you need developed points with evidence and a judgment. For a four-mark explain question on training, a strong answer structure would be state the type of training, explain what it involves, explain the benefit to the business, and link it to the scenario. That's four clear steps for 4 marks. For a 6-mark evaluation question, aim for 2 or 3 developed points. Consider both advantages and disadvantages, and finish with a clear conclusion that makes a justified judgment. Right, time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 2 types of on-the-job training. The answers are shadowing, coaching, or job rotation. Question 2. Give 1 advantage of off-the-job training. Delivered by specialists, so higher quality, or employee can focus fully on learning. Question 3. What is induction training? Training given to new employees when they first join a business, covering policies, health and safety, and their role. Question 4. Give 1 reason why a business might invest in training. To increase productivity, improve quality, motivate staff, reduce staff turnover, or meet legal requirements. Question 5. Give 1 disadvantage of on-the-job training. The quality depends on the trainer who may pass on bad habits, or it can disrupt normal workflow. Brilliant work for sticking with me to the end. Let's do a super quick summary. Training is the process of developing employee skills and knowledge. Businesses train staff to increase productivity, improve quality, motivate employees, reduce turnover, and meet legal requirements. The 3 main types are on-the-job training, learning while doing the job, off-the-job training, learning away from the workplace, and induction training for new starters. In the exam, always link your answer to the specific business in the question. Give both sides for evaluation questions, and always finish with a clear, justified conclusion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.